please.
949, request of Star Stauffer to address council regarding concerns with Portland Police Bureau.
Good morning.
Good morning, Star Stauffer. Actually, I'm changing up my testimony today a little bit because of an incident that occurred last week here at City Hall. The Portland police suck. There's no question about that. They're racist, and they're a bunch of white supremacists, KKK, and every time I see them in all their riot gear, I feel like I'm at a rally. They're just wearing different color bed sheets. However, last week when I came here with Kelly Tadlock, a woman that is disabled, who has a van that is wheelchair accessible, came here. We could not park and get her out in the front of the building because those handicapped spaces in the front of the building are not made for people with wheelchairs. Everybody that gets in a van with a wheelchair gets out on the passenger side. The curb is not on the right side when you park in front of City Hall. Not only that, if I let her out in the middle of traffic, which would be the only option, she then has to roll her wheelchair all the way to the corner to go up the ramp. Not only that, once she's in the building, she has to maneuver past those ridiculously expensive turnstiles that you've put in. Not only that, if there's a fire or some kind of an emergency, she's got one exit out. And God forbid everybody in this building panic because she can't get out the back way. There is no equal access to this building. Equal access means that you don't have to do extra work in order to access the building. We had to let her out in the back of the building on 5th. We asked security if we could park in your spot, Mayor, to make it easier for her to participate in city process. We were told no. A woman with a disability was denied a more convenient way to access her own government. Then she had to wheel her chair all the way around. So if you can afford to put in $200,000 in turnstiles, you can afford to put a ramp in the back for your citizens that have disabilities. And you can certainly afford to update the building and its parking to make way for people with disabilities so that they can safely and conveniently participate in city processes like everybody else gets to. Right now what you have is a wheelchair accessible spot, so you say, where the passenger door would open up into the middle of 4th Avenue traffic, where your cops and many other citizens in this city drive like they're on a racetrack. That's shameful. It's easier to get $4 million in bullets approved to shoot at citizens than it is to make sure that they're safe to access the building and have equal opportunity to talk to their government and participate in city process. So it needs to be fixed. And it needs to be fixed now. And not Saltzman's way, where it's fixed when he feels like it, where he can just put everybody off. It needs to be fixed now, because it's shameful. It's shameful. And if you don't fix it, then I'm going to shut that side of the building down, and nobody's going to be able to use it. And we'll all stay on the sidewalk, and we'll all have our cameras out, so that everybody can see how the Portland police and you feel about people with disabilities. Probably right along par with how you feel about black people.
Thank you.